Blog Talk Radio.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. If I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says so, I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
Monday's News and Reviews on this Monday night. I tell you what, it's a balmy 78 degrees and it's pouring raining out here. And it's just been raining for the last couple of days now. But we are back on there. We had a screwed up week. But hey, Russell, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing well, brother. I'm doing well. Yeah, we had some rain down here in Houston the last few days. I just rolled back into town from Waxahachie Friday, so I was out there on a job last week. just watching
well, we
the country
burn. Right. Well, I tell you what, Virgil's going to be calling in. He's eating at Denny's and everything, so soon he stuffs his face will be on there and everything. Wasn't that crazy up there in Texas, man, with the black militia actually shot their own guy? Wow.
I think that was actually in Louisville, but we had the little anti-fuck here in Texas. Austin, who did an interview waving his AK-47, a little white anti-fucker. And he was all gung-ho and this and that, and he decided to fire at a vehicle here in Texas, and the driver of the vehicle got out, put 3 rounds in him, and killed him.
Yep, that's what happens when you think you're Mr. Macho with that thing, you know? Yep, from what I read, he the guy with the AK, he fired five shots and missed. And the guy
Well, you know, this is Texas. You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes.
Right, right. And I tell you what, there's been a lot of other stuff going on. And yeah, like you said, the country's burning. The Democrats are letting it burn. And I've been watching all week, watching the media live feeds up in Portland, up in Seattle. I mean, areas where, thankfully, it's not in my city, you know.
Well, what it is, I don't think people realize what's going on here, man. These people are becoming more violent. They're arming themselves. They're willingly attacking police officers and other people, firing on vehicles that have nothing to do with anything going on.
And they're killing people, too.
Well, you know, brother, my sense of humor runs very dark. I like laughing at these anti-Antifa and BLM fuckers and this, that, one thing or another. But I misled y'all into thinking that this is going to be some kind of instant oatmeal 3 minutes and done thing. I owe you an apology.
All right.
But let me tell you.
We say it too, brother. Not to underestimate Antifa either, because they're pretty well armed. We said that.
If I could finish the thought there, a lot of us have been wondering where Obama's civilian army is, all right? I mean, we had billions. We had the Chinese get busted shipping automatic weapon parts into Louisville. And as Virgil can tell you, man. The only thing that it takes to convert these AKs into fully automatic is a stronger buffer spring, a little bit different bolt carrier group, and you're rocking and rolling. And 10,800 pieces of this stuff was seized by customs in Louisville coming from China. And Obama's troops finally showed themselves there in Portland, Oregon, a group of well-armed, well-equipped veterans, people who know what the fuck they're doing, stood up,
What do you think, bro? I really don't think they're actually veterans themselves, but I don't know.
They fucking are veterans. They're well trained. Wow. They're well equipped. And they had no problem stepping in between the rioters and DHS to defend the rioters. Now, you can call them traitors. You can call them a disgrace to the uniform. You can call them oath breakers. But I'm going to tell you, maybe their ideology is socialism. And maybe in their minds, they're standing up for what they think should be. But what everybody needs to understand and get in their fucking heads right now is this thing just went up about four notches on the old fuck scale. All right? And a lot of motherfuckers out there, they're beer drinking buddies, and they got 14 guns and 10,000 rounds of ammo, and they're sitting around the fire there yipping and yelling and drinking and don't have a fucking dime's worth of fucking tactical training. They're going to get the fucking floors mopped with their asses. All right? I don't give a fuck where they're from or how bad they think they are. This thing just escalated to a new level. Obama's civilian army just popped up, and they ain't these punks we've been looking at. Am I wrong, Virgil?
Yep.
No, then you're not wrong at all. These guys came out of the woodwork. They came out of nowhere. And, you know, as far as this DHS and all of this stuff with Homeland Security, all right, this is straight out the Patriot Act. This is straight out the Patriot Act, people. Don't fool yourself. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. This would not be taking place if some piece of paper somewhere ain't got signed by somebody invoking the Patriot Act. Okay? There's a lot of stuff fixing to come down, and you know, one red flag going up that some stuff is gonna go down. That sorry ass creepo Tom Hanks and his wife and several other people, prominent people, got citizenship to Greece, a non-extradition country.
Yep.
Okay. Now,
yep.
Why do people want to go to Greece? Greece's economy is shit. It's in chaos. I mean, the only reason to go there is to run from the law. I mean, you got these people coming out of the woodwork, all these military trained people. You know, Russell says it's Obama's army, but you know, you have to have a structure, a chain of command. Okay, I'm putting this on Eric Holder. Okay,
yeah,
I'm putting this one on Eric Holder.
Yeah,
you know, and. But he's following the orders of Obama, and I mean we warned you people, you know, there's too many diversions going on, and you're paying attention to this COVID-19 bullshit, okay. Chris Cuomo wants to come on about the president endorsing some kind of products or something, food products or something, and during the pandemic and everything. But, oh, the pandemic seems to take a back seat when it comes to Confederate monuments, Confederate flags, Confederate statues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that takes a back seat. You know,
mm-hmm.
Black Lives Matter, these riots, you know. Oh, hands up, don't shoot, and all this bullshit, and this, that, and the other. Louisville, Kentucky, okay? That was the biggest diversion and the biggest joke. I watched that whole thing go down from start to finish, and I watched Grandmaster Jay just damn near choke on his own words trying to clean up that fuck up. I mean, those are not the people you watch. The people you watch are the people that Russell is talking about, the ones that are standing between Department of Homeland Security officers and the rioters. And they're there for security for the rioters. Now, Russell, I got to ask you something about the incident in Austin. Did somebody get shot and killed in Austin? One of the protesters.
Yeah, we were talking about that just a little bit earlier before you came on air. But what we did was this little Antifa, rich, full white kid, socialist, was waving an AR, talking about why it was there, and it was for protection, and they were going to defend themselves against troops. Well, they had no desire to do that. What this little punk bitch did was a vehicle come driving through there, and he fired 5 to 7 shots into this vehicle, missed with every shot. The driver of the vehicle stopped, got out, and put 3 rounds in his ass and stacked him right there on the spot.
I thought I heard long gun rounds go off in the video. I thought I heard several rounds go off.
And before we got on here, I read an article about him. They released him. They just released him about an hour ago. He wasn't charged.
Well, they can't charge him with anything. That's assault with a deadly weapon. I mean, you know, reckless discharge of a firearm. Just like this asshole that shot these 3 other members of his group with a shotgun in Louisville.
an antique shop.
You know, I mean, and listening at that interview afterwards, I mean, it just it makes you sick and want to laugh. Did y'all watch it?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I watched it.
First it came out that it was a weapons inspection. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You don't hold a weapons inspection in the middle of your objective, of what you're doing. That's like me and Russell, we getting in a shootout with some people, and Russell says, "Hey, let me check your rifle. You better check this motherfucker after we get the fuck out of here, motherfucker."
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
You know, then it came out that this little off the couch, got to have the fan and air conditioner blowing on him while he's playing video games, got overheated and was about to take with a heat stroke, and he fell on the ground and the gun went off.
Yeah, that's all.
Now this could have turned out, and it's funny in a way, but it's not funny in another way. Had that been a rifle, or had there been innocent people in a clear line of fire, such as the three percenters that was down there, and those shots would have gone towards their way, hitting somebody or not, I guarantee you, and I can speak for Russell just as well, you fire a shot in our way, you're going to get several in return from us. No problem,
right.
No hesitation.
Well,
not a blink of an eye.
Well,
Hold on, Joseph. Let Russell talk. I mentioned Russell. Let Russell talk.
But what I was going to say was that, and that's exactly what we said was going to happen all along. It's going to take one fucking idiot, and this could have been, and this, what could have set this whole thing off would have been a negligent discharge by a fucking moron with absolutely no training. What Virgil's saying is exactly right. If that would have
okay.
gone off and hit one of those three percenters, I guarantee that would have looked like a I don't even want to think about what
it would have lit up.
Well,
it would have lit up like the 4th of July. But here's the other thing, Joseph. Here's the other thing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I caught this, and I'm pretty sure Russell caught this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I want to see how many other people caught this. Okay, these people kneeling on the ground with these fancy, upgraded, custom-designed AR-15 rifles with the muzzle in the ground, okay?
What the fuck?
Now, let a fucking E-9 in the Marine Corps catch you with your muzzle in the dirt, in the field, on anywhere on the face of God's green earth. You know what he's going to do? He's going to take that son of a bitch and he's going to break it in little fucking pieces and shove it up your fucking ass. And you will never hold another fucking weapon again. You're going to be ending up doing laundry, sorting mail, or peeling potatoes, or burning shitters until you DD-214, okay? You don't never put your muzzle in the ground. You don't never do that. Never, ever, 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 ever do that.
Nope. You do not do that.
And these people are weapons experts. Ex-military, well-disciplined, expert shooters, all of this, bull fucking shit. They ain't worth the sweat off my bottom of my fucking nutsack. I wouldn't go into combat with not nary a one of them motherfuckers, especially
right.
Grandmaster J. All he is a little Bojangle bell pepper nose ham bone that loves to get his face on fucking TV.
Right.
I would slap the. I don't give a motherfucker if the son of a bitch was holding a bazooka. If I get face to face with him, I'm gonna slap the piss out of him. Them sunglasses coming off his face. Them $200 eyes odds coming off his face.
Well, you know,
fuck
but,
him.
You know, and that's all good, but you know, I mean, that whole thing was friggin' just an abortion, and it's very lucky that no one got hit. All right, and I think it's absolutely hilarious that they took out fucking three of their own with that stupid shit. I just find that amusing to the point where I can almost piss myself. But let's not get away from what's going on. These people have become so emboldened by the spineless mayors and governors and every other kind of politician out there that they are openly attacking police, stations, and they're getting away with it. And you know, you have to wonder what the fuck, when? I don't even know how to voice what I'm thinking on this. There is absolutely no explanation whatsoever for that to be allowed to go on. This is a full-blown socialist revolution sponsored by the deep state, China, Iraq, and the Democratic Party. And that's all you can say.
Well, the reason they're doing this is they want federal money. They're wanting the money to repair, so they can repair all those damages. But what they don't get is they're not going to get none of that federal money. Trump already said that. Any governors that allow this to happen in their states, they're not getting shit. Why do you think our governors, why our state's not in riots right now? They told our governor straight up.
I think the Congress will give it to them. I think the spineless, gutless Senate will pass it. And I think President Trump will sign it because it's a fucking election year. That's my thought. That could be wrong. I hope to God
I have to agree with you on that because I've been kicking the fuck out and lots of that and a lot of other things. But Virgil hit a point with Tom Hanks going into Greece. That's been talked about today.
Oh,
and we know Oprah Winfrey just canceled her shows for everything that's going on. She's fixing to flee to Greece. I guarantee you, she'll be the next one to go there.
Well, I got to tell you a story, man. Remember I talked to you about Michael and truck driving buddy of mine, ex-Delta guy and his wife, they travel country, that they're owner-operators and do pretty good, but Mike is Army, Delta, all that kind of stuff, straight-up good guy and stuff. They tried to go into, I want to say it was a pilot, he named it, I'd have to pull up the text and look. He's not gonna put a mask on. I mean, you know, he rolled up there and they said, "Well, you've got to wear a mask to get in the rolling dock." He said, "That's fine. I'll turn this son of a bitch around and take it back to where it originated from." And they backed down. Well, him and his wife actually got guns pulled on them by the truck stop for trying to walk in there without a mask on. Of course, now he's going to have 47 different lawsuits against him and shit like that, but that's how stupid this is getting. Have you run into that kind of stupid shit, Virgil?
Oh, yes, all the time. July 29th of this year, Love's Travel Plaza is mandating everyone that enters their truck stops. They have to have a face covering on, or you will not be admitted in. Well, oh no, it is Tom Love. It is Tom. It is Tom. After the 29th, you're not going to be able to do it. And you know, you better get your lawyer for the HIPAA Act and the Americans with Disabilities
right.
Act, because.
Well, here's something.
I walk in. I walk in.
Go ahead,
I walk into these places. They tell me, oh, you got to have a face mask on. Well, I show them. I don't put that fucking paper shit on. I come back to my truck. I done started carrying it with me. I put my respirator on. I say, now, you don't want to wear something that makes sense? Wear one of these. This don't catch germs.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing that people aren't understanding about the mandate. These mandates are not law. They're not legislation law. Okay? It's just an education on
them. The thing is, Joseph, they're going around the law. They're going around
true.
It. Okay? And this
That's
is the
true.
Way they're doing it in Louisiana and doing it everywhere else. Okay? If you get told to leave the property, if you get told to leave the property and you remain on the property, then legally they can call law enforcement and they can have you charged with simple trespassing. It's a misdemeanor,
true.
But it's a charge. And that's the way they're doing this. That's the way they're doing this. You see?
Well, here in New Mexico, they made it mandatory that you got to wear a mask while you're driving your car.
You see, it's just like New Orleans. Just like New Orleans when all the Confederate monument shit was going on. And we went down there, and the New Orleans Police Department said, okay, you know, during the demonstration, you can't have your weapons on you. All right, even though, we told them, we said, well, Louisiana's an open carry state, and New Orleans is part of Louisiana. Well, we know that. But if you have your weapon on you and somebody feels that you are a danger or anything, even an officer or whatever, you're going to be charged with disturbing the peace.
What about protesters carrying?
You know, but we say, well, what about the protesters throwing these bombs and everything, these illegal fireworks and stuff at us and all of this? Oh, well, we can't do nothing about that. No, but y'all going to do something about
what?
Us. Yeah.
Wow.
Cost me $100 for that citation. Disturbing the peace. And that's all I had to pay was $100.
Wow.
You know, but everybody else gave up their, everybody else that were these hardcores, you know, supposed to be hardcore. Oh, they went and locked their weapons in their trucks and their cars and shit. That's after I paid my $100 fine. Virgil took his ass to the house. Fuck y'all. Get y'all ass
right,
here to you.
Right.
Fuck y'all.
All right. Well, here just earlier yesterday, I don't know if you guys heard, one of my friends that I know went to the state capitol here in Santa Fe and locked all the doors and chains. Change his door check and the governor's put on notice. Well, he got arrested a little while ago, but they're gonna be protesting out there for 30 days straight. So this governor's either gone or something's done. So I'll be keeping up on that, but I wanted to bring that
up.
So,
I don't know if y'all got the video. Did Carmelita send y'all the video? Did Carmelita send y'all the video through Messenger? Okay.
Yep.
I don't know who this guy is. I don't. Huh?
I didn't get it.
I'll send it to you, Russell. But if I can, if it, you know, because sometimes the shit I send it says content unavailable. You know.
Yep.
But this guy here, Carmelita, if you're listening, send that video to Russell, if you're listening. But
I'll try to send it. I'm out of Facebook jail now.
This guy here, Russell, if you listen to him, he doesn't sound like a crackpot, and he doesn't sound like a media whore. You know, he kind of sounds like, you know, a normal person that just has. He's one of these MMA fighters, And he's not all militant and belligerent and everything else. He's talking sensible. And it makes sense. It makes sense because, you know, with the Tom Hanks thing and this thing and what Joseph's saying about Oprah and all of this, he's saying Harvey Weinstein is talking. He's spilling his guts. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to get his sentence reduced. Kind of like Barry Seals did. He's cooperating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he's naming names and he's mentioning people and the people that we knew about, but they wouldn't do anything about, are now the people jumping ship out of America. I mean, you put two and two together, you know, he's saying these pedophile rings are coming down. He's saying
mm-hmm.
the pedophile rings are coming down.
Well, I was sent a video, some photos of Tom Hanks wearing an ankle monitor just before he left the United States. I'll send that out to you guys.
What makes me sick is that no good fucking cocksucker was in Baton Rouge filming that last movie, Greyhound, on the USS Kidd. You know, that just makes me want to puke that he even set foot on that ship.
Yep. Well, he was here in Berlin making a movie not too long ago. And everybody was crazy. And I was like, why the fuck are these guys crazy and pedophile?
Well, if he's doing it and Oprah is supposedly doing it, we don't know yet. It hadn't come over blast over the news or anything. Okay. Others are gonna do it. You know. I mean,
right.
if we hear about George Clooney doing it, if we hear about Beyonce and Jay-Z, who's supposed to be some of the, you know, Adam Schiff, well, believe it or not, a lot of these politicians that are involved in this, let me finish, Joseph. Okay. They have what's called, they can play that executive immunity bullshit, you know, when they get charged with something. And it's a pitiful game that they play, but I mean it's one of the things that John Bel Edwards, our governor, has been using it to get out of testifying with lawsuits because of this COVID-19 bullshit ever since it started. Oh no, he doesn't have to show up. He's a governor. He's got executive immunity. He doesn't have to testify, you know, unless he's under federal subpoena. But these people here. That's why these governors and all these people do this shit. They have what's called executive immunity. You know, they cannot be held liable for what they say or what they do. You know, it's just like the media. The media uses up what's called a clause in the law that's called absence of malice. You have to prove malice. You have to prove malicious intent in order to take them to court. But they say absence of malice, and they get away with all this shit. You know.
Yep.
And you know, it's just they've infiltrated and they've set these laws up to protect themselves. Not to protect you, me, and Russell, and Ann, and Carmelita, or Lucretia, or none of these. You know, we're still subjects to the crown. We have to bend to the stick. You know, they can do everything.
Well,
they can do everything from getting out of paying a parking ticket to premeditated murder. You know. Let us try to get away with half of that shit we've done, and we'll never see free sunshine again.
Oh, they, they buried a feather to jail and Gary Younger. You know? Back when these protests going on, could be any of us doing this shit, we would never see daylight.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, look, they murdered LaVoy Finicum on national television, okay? They murdered Jeffrey Epstein, which, fucking, may he rot in fucking hell for eternity, you know, may cannibals eat him up every day in hell, you know, as far as I'm concerned with the son of a bitch, but the murder should have never happened. The murder should have never happened in a fucking jail. And then they try to dupe everybody and cover everybody up. You know, cover everything up. I mean, and what amazes me is like Russell says. What amazes me is like what Russell says. You have people, okay, yeah, they want to hoard this and hoard that and go buy $3,000 AR-15s and this, that, and the other, and not spend 50 cents on trying to get some tactical training or what to do or how to do this. This, that, and the other. They think they're going to eat that 10,000 rounds of ammunition for breakfast, lunch, and supper. I got news for you. Them bullets don't taste good. Okay?
Right.
You know, that's why me and Russell always keep a box of crayons with us. But anyway. But they refuse to accept. They refuse to accept. They're in a state of denial and shock. Oh, well, I just got this just in case the government can't handle this. Hey, dumb motherfuckers, the fucking government is causing all of this. Wake the fuck up.
How many times have we said, Virgil? The government's going to take us with them. They're going to burn us all down. I don't give a fuck.
Just like Arnold Schwarzenegger sponsors Special Olympics, which I have all the respect in the world for them little kids and whatever. But don't get me wrong when I say this, okay? It's no different than the government sponsoring all these other grown-ass retards that's pulling all this shit. And they're so fucking stupid. I mean, you know, it's like, you know, it's like I've said before, you know, somebody cuts a fart that's sitting next to you in a diner and you say, oh, I'll show you, and you shit all over yourself. You know, who the fuck are you hurting? And that's what these dumbass fuckers are doing. They're shitting all over their fucking selves. You know, they're shitting all over their fucking selves. They have no sense of responsibility. They have no sense of dignity and or reprisal or what's going on around here. No sense of vision. They can't see the forest for the trees. Prime example, going back to Louisville, Kentucky. I know Russell doesn't like me using the word "but" when it comes to the Second Amendment. Okay, when it comes to the Second Amendment, if you're an American citizen, you have the right to own a firearm, period. Okay, you have the right to carry a firearm. The Dick Act makes every other gun law obsolete. It's unconstitutional. But with that right comes extra responsibility. You are responsible not only for your own safety, but for the safety of others when you are handling that firearm outside of a combat situation or competition situation. I mean,
I can agree.
That's what, you know, I know a but does not sit well with Russell when it comes to the Second Amendment, but I got to add that but in there. You have a great deal of responsibility. Now, had those pellets of buckshot gone off and hit some children, hit a little child, okay, how do you justify that? You don't justify that with a weapon check. You don't justify that with somebody getting heat fatigue, heat stroke, or whatever. You cannot justify that. That's irresponsible.
Virgil, that's not really a but. All right, that's not what you just stated is not a but. that is a given,
that's
and that is the way it should be, as far as you have responsibility for handling and knowing how to handle that weapon and handle it safely. That is not a bug. Mm-hmm. That is a given. That is the way it should be.
Yep.
Okay.
That
now,
does not
infringe
on
anybody. I'm going to add this but. I'm going to add another but to that. You want to confiscate firearms. You want to outlaw the AR-15, the AK-47, the Glock, anything that can hold what you call a high-capacity magazine, you liberal motherfuckers. Okay. Now, where's your cry for gun control now? Where's your cry to take away the guns from the idiots? Okay. Where's all the hoopla? You know, where's Oprah? Where's Dianne Feinstein? You know?
They're trying to budget because they can't find it right now.
And out of all, since the movement has started, what? Since the movement really started and when Obama got elected and he started his shit on the guns and the Sandy Hook and all of this here. All right? Thousands and thousands of gun owners, militia members, group members, 3%ers, have held protest after protest after protest, have held rally after rally after rally, have held get-togethers, meet and greets, everything from then up till now. And we have never, ever had an accidental discharge of a weapon and injured people. Never. Our record speaks for itself. Our record speaks for itself.
Yep.
For itself.
I saw that video. I actually saw the video, Virgil. The guy had his finger on the trigger. Just mention it. You know, top of that.
So you have to ask yourself the question. You have to ask yourself your question. Sure, some people show up in shorts and hula shirts, and they got their body armor on and their helmet, and they look like a fucking idiot, okay, when they go to these protests. Okay, some of them got the full camouflage, the face paint, the whole 9 yards Kevlar helmet, the whole shooting mask from the boots to the top of the head, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Good, fine, I'll agree. It looks ragtag. It looks like a bunch of rag bags. Guaranteed. No agreement, no hands down. But here you have people all dressed in black. They're marching. Got these fancy uniforms. Oh, boy, they look good. That cover of that book looks pretty good right there. But having our record of over a decade of not having a accidental or purposely intensified incident where somebody got shot or killed, you know, these people can't go 2 fucking months without shooting themselves. So who's the real ex-military? Who's the real expert shooters? Who are the real experts in handling firearms?
Well, you've got to throw into that situation, and you've got to throw into that record that we stood against Antifa, BLM in Houston. We stood against them in San Antonio at the Alamo. We stood between law enforcement, and these fuckers are shoulder to shoulder with law enforcement, and nobody lost their temper, no negligent discharges, nobody got shot. Everybody conducted themselves in a well-trained manner. Now, if we would have been fired on, if they would have started throwing Molotov cocktails, throwing rocks to physically injure people, and I'm sorry, throwing a rock is assault with a deadly weapon, things would have been differently. But as this little fucker in Austin found out, and I'm sure the word spread like wildfire through there, if you're going to fucking fire your weapon in fucking Texas, you're going to get lit up. And that right there is the best deterrent. And, you know, you can say that's sad. I think the little fucking socialist commie fuck stick got what he deserved. and I feel no sorrow for him or his family because somebody raised that little piece of shit to be that worthless. Okay? He got what he deserved, and I hope that sent a loud message to everyone around. If you're going to fire on Texan, your ass is going to get stacked, period.
Amen.
Yep.
And the thing is, okay, what Russell said, he hit the nail right on the head. You know, we stand up and we face down these people and they call us all kind of Nazis and racists and this and that and other, you know, then they throw water bottles at us. They hit us with water balloons and all of this shit here. You know, some of them, you know, they spray us with pepper spray and shit like that. You know, but we've always maintained control. We've always kept the trigger finger outside the guard, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We've always, because a lot of this, well, what's water going to do to me? Hell, I take a fucking shower, okay? I've had to dive in puddles of piss before, keep from getting my fucking head blown off. Russell has too. So we survived that. So we can survive anything these little punks throw at us. But if you want to throw some lead, take a look at who's really in control. Take a look at who's really, really mentally prepared for the situation that you want to create. You see, it's real easy to parade around in a group of people with a weapon. But if shit goes chitty chitty bang bang and you go shooting your own people in the ass trying to get to me, well, thanks for the favor.
Right. And he did that with one shot and hit three of his own guys.
Well, but you know, let's definitely not forget that these guys who showed up in Portland, that's a game changer. So we now know they have well trained actual shooters on their team. Now, you know, like I said earlier, it don't matter what their reasoning is behind it. You can call them whatever you want to. They may be standing up to what they believe in the same way we do, but they're well-equipped, they're veterans, and they're well-disciplined, all right? And some of these fuckers out there need to understand this. Because this is not going to be no fucking instant oatmeal 3 minutes and done thing at all. If this escalates, you're going to see more of these guys. I have absolutely no doubt after the UN spout ran their mouth this week about human rights violations by DHS going in trying to quell this shit, that we're going to have fucking foreign troops on our soil. There ain't no way around it. The UN hates Trump. They love the Democrats. They want to see America fall. And you're going to see multinational troops on American soil. And this ain't going to be no fucking picnic, ladies and gentlemen. This is going
to
get
very ugly.
And it's going to get very ugly quickly.
Think about this scenario. Okay. All right, we're assuming these guys are veterans. All right, we're assuming. But only a few of them have come on camera, and we know how the government, the deep state, likes to hire actors. Okay, yes, they are military, but are they ex-United States military? You know, you may have a bunch of fucking Hodges that's playing a bigger role in this. You may have dupes and dummies getting in front of the cameras and showing their ass, but the majority of these son of a bitches might be that foreign army you talking about. They might be already in this shit. You know, we have to consider that we have to consider that X factor too, brother.
Well, no, I don't think there's foreign nationals on the ground yet. I heard the interview. They talked to one of these guys. He's straight up American. He had the lingo down. And don't think that there aren't fucking veterans out there that support this shit. If you're thinking that, you're dead ass fucking wrong.
Oh,
okay?
I know.
You've got to take into consideration the way the military changed and everything. Oh, la-di-da, kumbaya now. Everybody fucking welcome. I mean, how does a communist get to run the fucking CIA? That's how far we've deteriorated, okay? Now, the CIA's been a rogue agency since day one, all right? And you can be angry at me for saying that. I know the fuckers too well. But we don't have foreign nationals on the guys. These guys are real, and they may not really have a fucking they may not have a fucking dog in this fight. They may just be straight up mercs. I mean, there was plenty of us here and there in one place or another that were just there for the money, and I'm guilty of that too. So. I mean, you've got the NFL giving $250 million to BLM. You've got Iraq. You've got China pumping money into these people. These guys may just be straight up mercs, which really fucking muddies the water.
Yeah, and not only that, Islam is funny this too.
Now, I'm going to tell you what, if Russell is right and these guys are mercs, let me tell you what. If you're going to take them out, you better take them out quick, fast, and hurry. Because these motherfuckers will kill their own mothers for the right price and eat cornflakes out of their fucking skull. These are some cold-hearted son of a bitches. I mean, you're talking ex-Israeli Mossad. You're talking ex-British SAS, which are the most cold-hearted son of a bitches in the world. You're talking ex-French Foreign Legionnaires, which are total psychopaths to start
with.
Well,
wait a minute. You're leaving out the American-born mercs there, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah. You're living. Oh, yes.
You know.
And not to mention all these leftovers from the Yugoslavian, Bosnian, Serbia and all of that, the leftovers from there, that's been waiting to fucking go everywhere and kill something. I mean, look at former Rhodesia. Look at former Rhodesia. You had guys from all over the world paid by the communists to go to Rhodesia and fight. These guys were going so far. You want to talk about blackface? They were disguising themselves as Africans to go down there and fight. Okay? They were even Idi Amin, this is how far this went. They spent on a study and training facilities to train monkeys to hack people up with machetes. This is a known fact. You can look it up. If you think I'm bullshitting you, look it up. Idi Amin had a special unit to go out and trap and catch monkeys, and they would send them to a place, to a facility, and train them and turn them loose in the jungle to hack people up with machetes. This was an actual program that I only found out about 2 months ago. So, you know, I mean, you have to think of the seriousness and the mentality of these people. These people are trained killers. They're trained killers. No doubt about it. They are trained killers. You know, I don't care, you know, if you served in the Army, Navy, or Marine Corps 20 years ago, and you're Howard Cunningham now with Cunningham Hardware, but you have a bunch of guns at the house and a uniform, and you're ready for the boogaloo to start. Let me tell you something. These people are not to be fucked with. They can't be talked with. They can't be negotiated with. They're being paid to kill. They're being paid to kill you. Do not underestimate these people, these mercenaries. Do not underestimate these mercenaries.
Well, no, I wouldn't be surprised if I'm speaking with the Muslim communities out here, especially up there in Michigan. You know?
You know? I wouldn't be surprised of it either. I mean, but just like Russell said, you've got Americans that are part of this, you know, when they used to have the ads in Soldier of Fortune. You used to see hundreds of them, you know, mercenary for hire, you know. And a lot of them were bullshit. A lot of them were bullshit, but a lot of them were for real deal.
Yeah.
And these guys are stone cold, hardcore, cold blooded fucking murderers.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're professional soldiers, and like you said, they come from all different backgrounds, from Foreign Legion, SAS, Mossad, Delta Rangers, Recon. But they're now called PMC contractors, private military contractors, all right? And a lot of us have worn that title. A lot of us have done that kind of work. And there are some people that I can name you if I wanted to right here and now who don't give a fuck about politics one way or another. They don't give a fuck about the country one way or another. And they see this as an opportunity to take shit that they're not going to have to be returned. Because when this breaks off, I know a lot of guys whose main ambitions are they're going to take whatever they can. They're going to get their little fiefdom set up. And when things calm down and it's time to make peace, and the government's going to want to make peace, they're going to be like, well, you're not getting the shit back. We're keeping it. And that's the way it's going to be. So there's going to be a lot of people that are out there for no other reason than themselves. And these are some very, 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 very good troopers.
Well, yeah, Russell, a lot of times you hear about somebody rich getting whacked out, getting knocked off. Nobody heard anything. Nobody saw anything, you know. And a lot of times what this is these are Israeli Mossad agents that come into the United States. They get their money. They go after the target, go after the mark, as they call it, do the job. And before the cops even arrive, before the body's even found, they're on an LL flight back to Israel. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Well, you know, you can say this and that or one thing or another, but, you know, you can't, I mean, to call out one group like that is kind of incorrect and stuff. I mean, in my opinion and stuff like that, yeah, there's people out there that do that type of work. They work for the fucking Central Intelligence Agency. They work for the NSA. And sometimes they just work straight up for fucking corporates, and they work straight up for the elites. And a fine example of that is another Clinton notch in the old gun deal, another point on the Clinton body count. Clinton, and Epstein, big buddy, they ran hard together. They partied hard together. And with all this coming down, the way it is and stuff like that, was it yesterday, the day before, this guy, mega rich, money, financier, businessman, not a care in the world, big bucks, flew out a 27-story window. Now, you know, come on.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying Israeli Mossad, because I've seen these the kind of work these son bitches do, and I mean, I'm gonna tell you what. These guys here, if I had to hire somebody to whack somebody out, oh, it would be them. It would be them. They are very accurate. They are very, very dependable. And they are very, very resourceful. Here are guys that invented, Russell, taking a piece of tubing, putting some washers in it, lowering the powder level in a 380 automatic pistol, and they go after terrorist cells with this shit. They sneak in the house with terrorists, and they pop them in the head or cut their throats. I mean, these guys are ghosts,
well,
man. These guys are ghosts.
Well, don't be saying guys, because I tell you what, I've dealt with them on a very close level on in several different things and stuff like that, and they are very, very good. But let me tell you what, man, some of their very, very top problem solvers, let's just say, are women. And they are some of the most deadly women you will ever run across in your life.
Yes, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Pussy's more deadly than a hand grenade, brother. I guarantee you that. I'll agree with you on that 100%. A pussy is way more deadly than a hand grenade.
Yep, yep.
Kind of like the Venus flytrap.
This damn sure fucked up more men than hand grenades have.
Right. That's why it's called the Venus flytrap, guys, you know. It can open up and then it swallows you.
Hey, guys.
Okay.
Hey guys, man, I gotta work. I gotta be on location early in the morning,
yeah,
so I'm gonna have to cut it loose here.
The timeline there. Yeah, we crossed the timeline there, so I don't know if you want to continue or we can go ahead and come back in
no,
or tomorrow. And...
I'm in Tennessee right now. I drove 600 miles today, so I'm gonna hit this sleeper. I done went and ate me some supper at the Denny's here, Klein J, and I'm gonna fall in this sleeper and go to sleep.
All righty. Go ahead, Russell.
I was just gonna say, be safe out there, Virgil, man. You're running through some washed out shit up there, so keep your head on the swivel and stay frosty.
Yeah, pray to Odin for me. I got to go to New Jersey with this shit.
Oh, shit. There's some action going on down there, so you better be careful.
Yeah. And, I'm going to say goodnight, America, but just be aware, man, that these violent radicals are actually taking over cities at this point. This is a full-blown... Mm-hmm. domestic conflict we're in, and you better wake up and pay attention. I love you guys. Virgil, be safe. Joseph, man, be safe out there. I gotta go. This is gunning out.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
just make sure America, if you have to down one of these son of bitches, if you gotta drill them, grease them, you know, introduce them to whatever, to Winchester, Smith & Wesson, whatever, just make sure you have your mask on. So, you know, make sure you have your mask on before you whack them so they don't get diagnosed with COVID-19. You know, you don't give them COVID-19. Give them lead poisoning, but not COVID-19. And plus, turn your license plates upside down, and, you know, with the mask on, they can't identify you, okay? So, think about that.
All right, guys. We'll be back tomorrow night and everything. So, good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.